Scott, I guess I'm not hearing music today, right? Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, your host, and also known as the Private Money Authority. And if you're brand new to Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor, we talk about all things that relate to real estate investing, from finding deals, funding deals, rehabbing, flipping, wholesaling, and even more important than that is automating the business. So you're actually running your business and your business is not running you. So here on the show, I have just amazing guests and experts come on. Today is no different. But before I introduce my special guest today, I've got a very, very exciting announcement for all of you who are tuning in here, either on iTunes or Google Play or any or our YouTube channels or Facebook live streaming, ever how you're tuning in here to the show. And that is, I just recently launched my new monthly membership, which is called the Private Money Academy membership. What's so exciting about it, first of all, with all the benefits, is that you actually get me live 2 times a month with a live Zoom group coaching call for all the Academy members. And so what I'm extending to you as, since you are tuning in here on the show, I'm gonna be giving you a full free trial to the membership, and it's a 30-day trial. And you can check it out going over after the show to jayconner.com/trial, T-R-I-A-L. Now, what's so exciting besides the two live group coaching calls where we talk about anything in real estate investing that you want to, I always have special content prepared for the membership, but we also have in the membership site, we've got content that's being updated every month with all kinds of resources for private money and et cetera. We talk about finding deals and all different subjects. So again, get on over to www.jayconner.com/trial, T-R-I-A-L, and I'll see you on the inside of the Private Money Academy membership. Now today, my special guests are actually twin brothers, and they are based out of the Big Apple. After 24 long months in college, they were suffering, folks, suffering. They knew that the traditional route was not the best option for them as far as getting on their way to a career. So they quit college, they dropped out of school, and they found an online course on how to make money in real estate with no money down. After being told by every friend and family and colleague that they could not make it in real estate, they still took a leap of faith and they committed themselves 100% of the way to doing whatever it took to be successful. So after their first 7 months in the business, they still had not closed the deal. They finally made it to their very first closing of their wholesale deal, their first wholesale deal. Well, that gave them the element of proof, changed their lives, gave them the proof of concept, and gave them permission to take massive action into what we call this real estate space. So shortly after that, they did 3 more deals and then soon became close to doing 30 deals. So to date, as of today's show, they flipped and wholesaled around 60 houses so far. Now, some of their flips have been promoted even by local magazines in their area. Now their goal is to own 250 units by February 2021, and they're well on their way. Their mission is to help people build long-term wealth through real estate investing and to give their partners safe and secure returns. With that, I'm so excited to have here on the show my friends, Jake and Austin Duraff. Welcome, Jake and Austin. Hello.
What an introduction. Wow. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for having us on, Jay. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you all coming on. I mean, you know, to be twin brothers, you know, at the ripe old age of 14 years old, It's just amazing how far you all have made it.
Going strong, still going strong.
So anyway, let's see here. We are in a high-end real estate investing mastermind group, right?
Yes, sir.
In fact, that's how we met. Hey, question. Do I get to see you in person in a couple of weeks, or are y'all doing that virtual thing?
We'll be there. We'll be there. We're flying down.
Awesome. My wife, Carol Joy, and I, we've already got our plane tickets. So I can hardly wait to see you in person. I'm looking forward to it. I know people are ready to like get out of Dodge, right?
That's true. Amen.
So I love your story. I love your story. So I know you want to share this. So actually, how old are you all, Austin and Jake?
23.
My lands. To know what I now know when I was 23 years old. Mercy. Could I have not owned the world like you all are on your way to doing it? So we know part of your story. So you started out in college. You went to college for, a couple of years or so, and you figured out that wasn't working. So did you actually go out looking to learn about real estate investing, or how did that come along?
So, yeah, it was actually funny. We actually, we always liked making money. We used to flip shoes, flip electronics, flip everything. And then one day I was with Jake, and we found this course online by Cody Sperber, Clever Investor, and it was like how to do real estate with no money down, no credit, no money. We're like, okay, we have no money, no credit, no license. Let's try this out. So that introduced the wholesaling. And like you said, it took us 7 months to finally get proof of concept. But once we got the proof of concept, we take massive action. Like, we get obsessed very quickly, and that can be a good thing or a bad thing. And our scenario was a good thing because it was obviously for our business. But it took us a while, but we got it done.
That is awesome. So you took that course. And so give us like a summary as to, when did you do your first deal?
We did our first deal in May of 2018.
Okay. 2018, you did your first deal.
March of 2018.
Okay. So we're a couple of years down the road. So share with us what that journey looks like from the time you started. I mean, first of all, you went 7 months without doing your first deal. What do you think was the cause of that? And then what happened that really started to catapult your business? So just give us a summary of what's that journey look like since you started?
Yeah, it's like any other business. Most people probably would have quit after month three or four, but we had times where we wanted to stop and we thought it didn't work. We kept going after it, but the problem, we didn't get the first deal. It wasn't even about what we didn't know. What we did know is what we didn't know. Like, we weren't really good at marketing. So we were doing very little strategic and, consistent marketing. Like, we would put up banner signs, talk to attorneys, do all these things, but not consistently. But once we started to do consistent efforts in marketing, we actually saw results. So I think the biggest thing was consistent marketing, implementing what we're reading and learning and stuff like that. A lot of people just read and go on YouTube, but they don't take action. So we started to take a lot of action, and then results started to happen.
I got you. And so in a couple of years, I think you said you've done like 30 deals so far, right?
Yep.
That's fantastic. So one of your goals is to have 250 units by February 2020. When you say a unit, are you talking single family houses? Are you talking apartment doors, or what's your definition of a unit?
Apartments.
Apartments. Have you already started in the commercial space?
Yeah, yes. We have 16 units right now, and then another 10 in contract. So 26 units are going to be at the end of the month, about 26 units. And then we're actively, marketing and trying to find commercial buildings. So hopefully we have, close to that number by the time the year ends.
Are you focusing more on commercial now or single family houses?
Single families are bread and butter, but we are starting to look more into the multifamily space.
I got you. So in your single family space, are you doing more wholesaling or flipping, or what's the percentage of those deals look like?
So we have a couple of different buckets in our wholesaling and flip business. So we wholesale, we wholetale, and we fix and flip. I would say if we did, at 100%, I'd say about 60% is wholesaling, 20% is wholetailing, and then 20% is flipping.
All right, so most people know what wholesaling is. Most people know what flipping is. Let's make sure everybody understands what's wholesaling.
Yeah, so wholesales are great, especially in the market that we're in. So it's basically when you're able to identify a property that you can buy at a wholesale rate. And at that point, what we do is we clean it out, we close on the property. And if it's in the condition where a bank would be able to loan on the property, that's when we'll relist it back on the market and get that full market value.
I got you. So in your businesses, Austin, what hats do you wear? And Jake, what hats do you wear?
So I focus mainly on the sales and marketing and any type of like finances, again, the financing. So sales, marketing, and financing. And then I'm on the dispositions, operations, and hiring.
I got you. So you got to divide it out. Was it any kind of a challenge when you started out to figure out who was going to do what?
He's the born salesman, so he was on the acquisition team from day one. So,
is that why Austin smiles more than Jake?
Probably. Build rapport.
I hear you. So, when you got started, what were some of your biggest challenges that you faced and lessons learned?
Good question. So, I think the biggest thing, like any entrepreneur, is like, is it going to work? Like, 7 months felt like 7 years because you didn't see a check. So you're like, you have to keep telling yourself every day, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work. But no one around us even knew what wholesaling was. Like if you're in Phoenix or other places, it's common to wholesale. But where we were in New York, no one even knew what it was. Even most of our attorneys didn't even know what the word wholesaling was. We had to like reinvent the word in our area. So like it was just, we had no one, not a lot of support. So we had to build our own inner belief system. So I think that's the hardest part was telling ourselves it's going to happen. It's just, when is it going to happen? So we kept going. But I think if we would have had someone in the beginning that, you know, maybe coached us or guided us and we were more consistent on marketing, we probably would have got a deal done a lot faster. But, you know, in life, the lessons you learn are the money you make. So that's our philosophy.
Exactly. So while we're talking about marketing, you know, the two main things that people want to know that are real estate investors, whether they're brand new or they're seasoned, the two things they want to know more than anything else is, where do I find the deals and how do I fund the deals? Where do I find the deals and how do I get the money? Those are the two most popular questions. So in today's market for your single family houses, let's focus on that. On single family houses, what are your best marketing methods that consistently, and that's a word you used a few minutes ago, very, very important word, consistent leads. If we don't have consistent seller leads coming into the pipeline and the funnel, we're not in business, we're out of business. What are your favorite methods now to get consistent seller leads?
So our goal is to do a lot of different marketing strategies, so we always continuously have leads coming in. So the stuff that's been working for us has been direct mail, bandit signs, cold calling, texting, door knocking, and we love to network, so we're always getting deals from realtors, other wholesalers, and even attorneys.
So in all those activities, what does your team look like? Like, do you have virtual assistants or what? Like, you just mentioned a bunch of things that are like sub-businesses or marketing efforts, you know, in and of themselves. Door knocking, that's a business model right there. Texting, outbound calling. So how do you get all that done consistently?
Yeah, good question. So right now we have someone who just does texting, like his only job is just, you know, drop the text and answer the text. So he focuses on that. We have a bandit sign team, and then we have about 4 or 5 drivers. And then what we did was we picked the one that, you know, had the most leadership qualities and made him the leader of the team. So he's the leader of the bandit sign team. Same with door knocking and then cold calling. We keep it in-house. So all of our acquisition guys would make outbound calls daily. So we like to keep we don't do any Philippines cold calling. We do work with a lot of VAs to help us out.
Gotcha. So when it comes to door knocking, what types of properties do you door knock?
Pre-foreclosures, people who just passed away and or inherited a property. We'll get like a bunch of lists, Jay. And what we'll do is do something called list stacking. And if you're new in the business, that's something I would really recommend because you can get deals for very cheap. So you basically get a bunch of different lists, pre-foreclosure, probate, high equity, combine it into one list. Whoever's on multiple lists, put them on a new list, and then we hit those doors. Because if they're on 3, 4, 5 lists, there's something going on that you might need some help.
How did you train your door knockers?
By doing it with them. Just like people try to automate that. It's really hard. You have to just go out in the field with them, show them how it's done, record yourself doing it, and then, you know, have them consistently do it.
So let's talk about door knocking. So you knock on a door. Give us your tips on how to successfully door knock. What's the mindset? What's the talk off points? How do you build immediate rapport? How do you keep the door from being locked in your face? And what's the scripting sounds like?
Yeah, great question. Great question. So what we actually started to do was before, let's say we have a list of 50 properties. Before we go out and actually physically knock, we're going to send them a handwritten note. Hey, this is so-and-so. We bought a couple houses in the area. Would you ever consider selling? And now we go to the doors. And now when we go to the doors, we say, hey, you know, we're just knocking. We actually left you a letter. Did you happen to get it? So I'm like, yeah, I got the letter. Awesome. Are you guys considering selling? Me and my partners bought a couple homes in the area, and we'd love to make an offer. So we kind of go in there with like a warm. We send a handwritten letters before and then go out to the house. So it's not like it's a cold conversation.
Do you think the age of the person helps as far as who's doing or the age of the person doing the door knocking?
Yeah. Yeah. All of our guys are under 30. We like to keep them. Yeah. Kind of it's for us. It's been working. Well, we have everyone that works with us is younger. So that's what it's been working for us.
So younger people are perhaps less intimidating when they're knocking on the door, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's your favorite way to find your team members?
We use a lot of WiseHire.com, Indeed.com.
I love WiseHire. My favorite reason for WiseHire is you're like already automatically plugged in to, you know, all the other ones just by going into WiseHire.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you use any of their tools such as personality self-profiling tests, etc.?
Yeah, we use the PI, Predictive Index.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's definitely helped us out. We actually hired Sharper Solutions, Gary Harper's team, and they've been helping us out with some hiring as well for some of our key candidates.
I got you. So how about what's your advice for young real estate investors, young entrepreneurs wanting to get into the business? Like, you know, from your experience, what's your advice to give them?
Well, first, there's a lot of different things you can do in real estate. So what I would tell them is figure out exactly what you want to do. Do you want to flip? Do you want to wholesale? Do you want to be an agent? Do you want to do creative financing deals? Do you want to be a landlord? Figure out and identify what you're looking to do. And then once you figure out what you're looking to do, just keep failing forward, hang around the people that have what you want or that are doing what you want, and just continue to fail and just keep going. Because if you keep going and you keep learning, you're just going to keep growing. And that's basically what we did.
So would you say you all have a company mission?
Yeah, our mission is to help as many homeowners as possible. Our goal is to help 150 homeowners for the year. If we can do that and buy a lot of apartments, you know, we're happy at that number. Yeah.
Well, you said a word that's very, very important to me, and that is that word help. So the reason I ask you about the mindset or how you're, you know, looking to approach, particularly when you're door knocking or whatever, myself and my team, we take on the approach of we are servants. We're out here to help people. We're out here to serve people. As a matter of fact, when people respond to our marketing and they're in foreclosure, one of the first questions we ask them is, do you want to keep your home? And I'm in a very, very small area. My total market is only 40,000 people. And so we ask them, do you want to keep your home? Yeah, I want to keep your home. I said, well, we got a checklist of 10 different ways that you might want to check out. Well, of course, we tell them we're not attorneys. We can't give you legal advice. But we'll ask them, you know, have you talked to your mortgage company about a loan deferment program or what have you? And if we give somebody an idea that helps them save their home, there's nothing in it directly for us. But I do know through the law of reciprocity, what goes around comes around. And the more people we can help get what they want, we don't have to worry about ourselves. Would you agree with that philosophy?
Amen. Yeah, 100%. What goes around definitely comes around. Yep.
Excellent. We're actually live streaming right now. We got quite a few comments coming in from folks. So everybody that's watching on the live stream, we're glad you're here and welcome to the show. So what type of advice would you give to people, you know, just in general, when I'm asked a general question, what's the best advice I can give to a real estate investor that's starting out? One of the first things I tell them is don't try to go about this business by yourself. Yes. You need to join hips with somebody that actually has walked through the mines, you know, instead of getting blown up yourself. And I believe y'all have got a coaching program that I know you can help anybody of any age, but for those that are particularly perhaps younger and starting out, how's your coaching program work, guys?
Yeah, so like I said, we have a coaching program. So we have set times, customized program per person. So if you're in a different market than us, we can still help you out. So we do across the country, a set plan, set time for the calls. But the most important thing is we hold you accountable, because a lot of times you can't hold yourself accountable. You need somebody else to help you do that. So our goal is not to do the work for you, but to give you the roadmap to do the work, hold you accountable, be coachable, and give you a support system. Because the biggest thing for us was we didn't have support. So it took us a while to get a deal.
Yeah. How about you, Jay? Any other thoughts on that?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. We're just anybody that's looking to get their first deal done, whether it's, you know, locally or, you know, even out west or wherever.
Excellent. Well, you know, it's for that reason that the three of us are in a mastermind together. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're brand new or, you know, you've been doing this thing for a long time. You know, what was working really well maybe 2 years ago may not be working so well today, particularly when it comes to different marketing methods and et cetera. So parting comments. I'll start with you, Jake, and then we'll wrap up with Austin. Parting comments that you'd like to share with my audience.
Figure out what you guys are looking to do and what you're looking to accomplish and back your way into it. So if you want to do 10 deals your first year, figure out how you're going to get that first one done. Continue to network with people, because one of our big sayings is your network is your net worth. So show me the five people you surround yourself with and I'll show you your future. So if you continue to hang around people that are elevating you and are going after what they want, you'll be in head in the right direction.
Awesome. Austin?
I would say there's a six-letter word. It's called commit. So even if you don't want to do real estate wholesaling, or you don't want to go in real estate, whatever business or venture you're going to do, just commit to it. Because when we first started, we didn't give ourselves a plan B or C. We just burned the bridge. It was either real estate or homeless. So we have to make it happen. Because we left our parents' house. They said, you're either going to college or you're coming home and going to college, or you're not coming home. So we said, all right, we're not coming home. So we had to really commit to it. And yes, it took a time. We learned a lot in the process. And one quote that I always like is, you can't fail if you don't quit. So the only time you actually fail is if you quit. So if you're continuing to prosper, continue to do stuff daily, and continue to take action, you're actually not failing. You're not failing at all. So continue to take massive action. Listen to guys like Jay, and you'll be very successful.
Yeah, it's impossible for you to fail until you decide to quit. I think I heard somebody say that one time.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's all. Well, listen, folks, if you want to stay connected and get to know Austin and Jake even better and perhaps work with them, go on over to www.jayconner.com/closer, closer. Again, that is to connect with Jake and Austin DeRath. Go over to jayconner.com/closer, closer. Austin and Jake, God bless you guys. So good to see you, and looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for having us on the show. Best show on the internet. So we appreciate that.
And we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. There you have it, folks. Another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Conner. And I am Jay Conner, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your business to the next level. And I'll see you on the next show. Bye for now.